Rich, let's quickly go around the grounds with a couple of smaller topics. Well, I say that respectfully as well, before we get into the juicy stuff of the day. Melbourne take on Richmond tomorrow at 6:55, the MCG, the first of our Anzac Day games. A little bit of good news for both sides.
So we get the team shortly. We'll know Clayton Oliver will be back for Melbourne after the
hand surgery.
Finger.
Yep.
Now, Adam Uzo has confirmed Hopper comes back, Grimes come back from a knee and wrist injury, respectively. They need all the troops they can get, the Tigers. Hopefully the week off has given them some new energy.
Yeah, well, it will. No, they won't win that one.
No,
I wouldn't think so. No. Hey, just quickly, I'll do this one, Rich, so we can jump into a break and talk about Josh Rochelle and the tribunal, all right? Update on the Crows. They have four players doing a fitness test. One's Brody Smith. Begs the question, should have he played last week?
Tick.
Lachie Murphy, Sam Berry, and Jordan Butts all have fitness tests to see if they can go to Hobart and take on the Kangaroos.
So interesting time for Adelaide, yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep you across that. All right, we'll jump into our first break. When we come back, we'll hopefully wrap up the Josh Rochelle saga, if we want to call it that. He spoke on 5AA this morning.
Kim.
Yeah, he's a regular on Channel 9 and he's a regular on 5AA. Right. Maybe it's too much media for a young lad.
Oh, but Kim, really?
I'm just saying. He's only 21.
He's pretty good in that space.
Well, he might be, but it's still a lot. It's a lot, maybe too soon.
Okay.
You wouldn't have too many other 21-year-olds doing that much media. I haven't really thought about it, but it's a fact.
Well, gee, Harley Reid owns a newspaper in the West.
Yeah, but...
And he's not even 20.
It's not a regular segment.
He's on there every day.
Yeah, but
he's on the back page again today.
Rooch, you idiot. It's not him. Oh. It's not him doing a regular segment. It's them reporting on him.
I know.
There's a bit of
control
difference.
There.
3:10. Few texts coming through. You guys are joking, aren't you? Two rucks again. That's for Port. That's from Costa, who's a Crows supporter. And Costa did say on Friday that he said he would bet anything. Remember what you're gambling with. That Jordan Sweet would be subbed out before three-quarter time. And he was. So I remembered that text, Costa.
But one trial, surely not enough.
No, not really. Bring him
so
to the club.
So that's why your thought. Rest Charlie Dixon. Prepping for the showdown has merit.
Thank you, Rooch. It was said with the best interests of everyone. Vicentini over Sweet, lads. A much better forward. No name on that one. We appreciate that too.
There's that too. He's another one to consider.
All right, Rooch. Let's jump into Josh Rochelle. It's been the talk of the footy world for all the wrong and right reasons. We know what happened on Friday night. I thought the light was maybe got caught in his eyes, but he's owned it and said he wasn't brave enough with one incident and then another one that he misjudged that didn't look great. If you didn't hear it, this was him doing his regular segment on Channel 9 talking to Corey Norris and owning what he did.
They've definitely repeated in my head over and over again this whole weekend and just a couple of little marking errors that... The first one was just more about I thought someone was coming right over the top of me and completely, honestly, wasn't brave enough in that situation, which, I'm going to have to take that and move on and learn from it. And the other one was just a complete misjudge. The ball just sailed over and I thought it was coming a bit closer.
I thought actually coming out and owning that was braver than what was required on the night.
True.
You don't get many that do that. And the scrutiny now, there was a time when people would dance around it. Yeah, there was time when commentators would dance around. Oh, I didn't like the look of that. But now it just gets called out.
Yep.
This was Josh now having a little bit more time for reflection on his regular 5AA segment this morning.
Yeah, it's a hard one. Like, I had a lot of discussions with people over the weekend because when you are going to celebrate like I do and show that passion, as you said, you can be put on a pedestal quite quickly when you're doing well, but when things aren't doing well, goes down quite quickly. Like Jack Ginnivan's a prime example of it, and everyone loves watching him play. I love watching him play, but to see when he's not doing well, he gets put down as quick as anyone. And I've had conversations about, do I just chill out on the celebrations a little bit and things like that, which I'm thinking about at the moment, just taking a little bit of a step back and just letting my footy do the talking a bit, just for a little bit. But it is hard because that's how I've always played.
It's your personality. That's why people love watching you play footy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But it's also, again, at the end of the day, when something goes wrong, this stuff hits you quite hard too. So it's a fine line.
Interesting. We don't want his personality removed because he is a young player, excites the crowd and brings people through the turnstiles. If you take it too far the other way, goes wrong. I understand his want to get it in a balance and not then subject himself to the criticism that comes with, oh, well, you're a lair and all that sort of stuff. But like I said of Harley Reid, what we saw of him in the derby, if that's what your personality is, live with it. And the fact that he owns the errors, the mistakes, the failures, tells you he's a pretty level-headed kid, even if he has this bubbly personality that seems to be, you know, it's not just on the footy field. Off the footy field, he's known to have a great personality.
Yeah, and he's a little energizer bunny around the club. And I understand that, Roach. I'm just going back to what I said before, which was sort of a comment without an enormous amount of thought, but having thought about it for 5 minutes now, I don't like the fact that the clubs, they have him, he's a regular on Channel 9 and a regular radio segment as well. Yeah. At this stage of his career, I think it's a little bit early. Get your football right first. Hey, one media partner maybe, but two.
Can we give him some media advice to Josh Rochelle to help him with his career on radio?
Well, go on.
Don't chew gum on radio, Josh.
Oh, right, you saw
please.
That. Yeah, I'd be pulling him back from some of the media commitments as well. He's still learning about life. All right, Gary Lyon had a bit to say about Josh Rochelle on the Brekkie Show this morning and regarding an incident from the week before.
There was a moment the week before where Josh perhaps hadn't been as hard, and we elected not. I was doing the game with Brownie, and we elected not to.
Why?
Well, we don't hang people out, just, you know, particularly younger players. That's my philosophy anyway. But when it was as overt as that, it would be not doing him justice to not talk about it, because then everyone would be going, well, why aren't you talking about it? So
He went on to say what happens next is the most important thing for Josh.
What happens next is the most important thing, and that was the message. You know, this won't define you as a player, Josh, because he's a super player. But what happens next, it will be important.
So fingers crossed, we put it to bed. Yep. Hopefully his footy does the talking, but I'll tell you, everyone will be watching the next time he's sitting underneath one, won't they?
True.
Yep, so that'll be the big test.
There'll be a few opponents who'll be saying some things as well.
Oh, there will be. Yeah, there'll be the little Suki Lala from Answorth, will there?
Come on. No.
I think we see players do it all the time, don't
There
we?
Might be a few players who just stomp the ground a bit.
Oh, Roach, they're not going to stomp the
you
ground.
You know what I mean? You know what I was getting at?
I know what you mean. I don't think they'll be doing that. Oh, you're right. Okay, off the ball, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll jump into the break. When we come back, it's a busy night at the Tribunal. We have differing thoughts on this. Toby Green and Jesse Hogan, we'll talk about that.
And Tom Barrass.
Yeah, and Tom Barrass, yes, really. That's... Oh. Get really annoyed with what they're doing to the game at the moment, Roach.
What did you think of Jonathan Brown saying if we go down this path, we'll have Gaelic football?
We'll play that a little bit later, Roach. It's 3:22. So a lot of texts coming through, Roach. This one says, could not disagree more, Kimbo. If anything, he proved how mature he is. Continue your media, Josh. As a Crows fanatic, I cannot wait to see the rest of his footy year. I've got a feeling his game will elevate. He's a massive talent. Cheers, Simon. Simon, I'm not going to go to war over it. I love being part of the media. I'd be a hypocrite. But I think at 21 years of age, when you're still finding your way in the AFL system, as mature as he is and he speaks really well, don't have a problem having one gig, but having two gigs, I just think your footy is your main income. Get your backyard in order first, and then you can get the rewards from those things a little later. And, there's not too many people, unless they're really experienced, that have two gigs that
get
are playing,
you.
Rich.
Yep, I get you.
Yeah, especially here in Adelaide. So that would just be my fatherly advice if I was talking to him, all right? But appreciate your views. Rich, the Tribunal tonight, tell us what's going to happen.
Well, Jesse Hogan will argue against a one-match ban for his moment off the ball with Lewis Young in the goal square, where Usyk comes off the forearm and makes contact to the face.
Yep.
But we'll see how that plays at the Tribunal as to whether they consider that worth one because of it being off the ball. You heard Laura Kane say he would take that more seriously.
If he was aiming at his head, give him a game, but he wasn't. So I think he should get off of that.
Fascinating. Who knows? Fascinating one is Toby Green. In a marking contest with Jordan Boyd, the Peter Wright moment being repeated in front of our eyes, where so many former players are saying, what was Toby Green to do once he was committed in the air to go for the mark? I mean, how do you find the reverse gear
yep.
when you've launched to get out of the way.
I think we're too far down the track with this one. Okay. I think he'll lose his appeal. Do you want to hear a few different views?
Yes, please.
Before we get into the third one. Here's Gary and Tim talking about whether Toby has a case at the tribunal.
We have to look at every one of these collisions.
No, I just realised it automatically kicks into the news. We'll get back to that a little bit later.
And the other one will be Tom Barrass with the tackle that goes to ground with Michael Walters.
And I think he should get
conduct or not.
When is the onus going to be on the player? Walters has got the ball in his left arm. If he wants to protect himself, drop the ball.
But isn't now this whole duty of care potential to cause injury putting the burden on the tackler?
Well, you're not going to injure him.
I don't know.
They've got to take some response. Hey, we'll flesh it out a bit more after the break. We're going to talk golf as well.
Right.